قلت إني أرى سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع إجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخرى يابسات يا أيها الملكون في رؤياي إن كنتم للرؤيا تعبرون. قالوا أضغاث أحلام وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام بعالمين. فقال الذي نجا منهما وادكر بعد أمة أنا ونبئكم بتأويله فأرسلون. يوسف أيها الصديق أفتنا في سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخرى يابسات لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون. Continuing the story of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the last we discussed that he was in the prison and those two young people in the prison came to him to ask him for an interpretation of their dream which each one of them had seen. So the interpretation was one of them would be crucified and the second one would become a cupbearer, one who will serve wine to the king. So Allah Ta'ala continues with that point. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ. And one day the king of Egypt said, إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانِ يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعُ الْعِجَابِ. Certainly I had seen a dream, and in my dream I had seen seven fat cows, they were devouring seven emaciated cows. وَسَبْعَ سُنْبُلَاتٍ خُدْرِ وَخَرَ يَابِسَاتٍ. And also I had seen seven fresh spikes of wheat, and I had seen seven dried spikes of wheat. Ya ayyuhal malakuni fi ruyaya in kuntum li ruya ta'burun. So he said, after seeing this dream, he said, oh my ministers, oh my courtiers, all those around me, please give me an interpretation of my dream if you have any expertise in the field of interpretation of the dream. Qalu adghathu ahlam. So these people around him, because they had no such experience, so they said, Al-Ghathu Ahlam. So the king, this is not nothing to worry about. This is merely some mixed up thoughts. Perhaps you had something on your mind, and as a result, it's now reflected in your dream. It's all a case of mixed up thoughts, mixed up dreams. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَأْوِيلِ الْأَحْلَامِ بِعَالِمِينَ. And we are not scholars. We do not have any knowledge about interpretation of dreams. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ جَاءَ مِنْهُمَا. Now all this while, the cupbearer was there. He was standing by the king, he was overhearing the conversation. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ جَاءَ مِنْهُمَا. And thereafter, the cupbearer, the person who had originally been in the prison of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, but he was released from the prison and promoted to the cupbearer of the king, he said, وَدَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةٍ. And now he remembered after a long period of time. Remember, we have read that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had told this person that when you are released from prison and you become the cupbearer of the king, then please mention to the king that there is an innocent person languishing in jail by the name of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So please, king, can you please see to his case? So now after when he came to the king asking about the interpretation of the dream, at that time now this cupbearer remembered, after a long period of time, he remembered about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said, أَنَا أُنَبِّيكُمْ بِتَأْوِيلِهِ. Certainly I will inform you of the interpretation of the dream. فَأَرْسِلُونِي. Just release me, let me go to the prison and find out from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So now this cupbearer comes to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the prison. He says, Yusufu, O Yusuf, ayyuha siddiq, O you truthful man, aftina, give us the interpretation, tell us about the interpretation of a dream wherein a person saw seven fat cows devouring seven thin cows, and he also saw seven dried spikes of wheat. لَعَلِّي أَرْجِعُ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Give me interpretation of the dream so that I may go back to the people and I may inform them and so that they may know the interpretation of the dream.